Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
In the studio now I have Cormac Moore, and he's a historian in residence with the Dublin City Libraries North Central Area. Good afternoon, Cormac. How are you?
Good afternoon, all.
What we're going to talk about now is about the church and graveyard of St. John the Baptist in Drumcondra.
Yeah, I went on a visit there just before Christmas, and it's a great churchyard. There's tours throughout the year, I think from around February onwards. It's kind of this little nugget of a churchyard right beside All Hallows near Tolka Park in Drumcondra. And it's a Church of Ireland church.
It's on the extension of the Grace Park Road.
Near the Grace Park Road there, And so it's right beside the entrance to All Hallows. But it's a fascinating churchyard, particularly with the graveyard. There's so many prominent people buried there that you wouldn't have been aware of before. I certainly wasn't. Probably the most notable one is James Gandon. The famous architect, mm-hmm. born in England, moved to Ireland. Designed four courts, the Customs House. Many buildings that are probably the best known architect from an Irish historical point of view. And he's actually buried there. Now he's not buried with his wife. His wife died very young in England, and she's buried in England. And he lived in Lucan. And he actually was a very good friend with the chap called, sorry, I just got his name here, Francis Gross. And so he's actually buried with Francis Gross. Francis Gross offered have James Gandon buried right beside mm-hmm. him, and there's a memorial there to him as well. You also have the Jemison family, from Smithfield, from the distilleries. A huge amount of them are actually buried there in this churchyard as well. You've got Patrick Heaney. He composed a melody for the Soldier's Song. He's buried there, as well as T.O. Moore. He wrote the compiler of Old Moore's Almanac. He's also buried there. So it's a great churchyard. It was actually built by the sister of Marmaduke Cogill, who was a very big figure in government circles in the 1740s. Mm-hmm. He's actually Chancellor of the Exchequer for a while, and the church has been there since the 1740s. But it's definitely very well worth a visit. And the person, Brendan, he's kind of the historian of the church and the yards. He gives a great insight into, all of the various different people who are buried there and all of the memorials within the church itself.
Is it open all the time? I mean, you said it was
popular. The tours, I think, start from around February. They normally wouldn't be like the winter months, but from around February onwards throughout the year.
But is it like Glasnevin? I mean, you can go exactly. and book a tour, but can you go in on your own at any time during the day?
You could, yeah. But the tours itself, I think, from February onwards.
Okay.
But it's nice. It's kind of hidden away in many ways. But there's some great nuggets of history there. Even many people who fought in the Rising or who were involved in the Irish Citizen Army, they are buried there. From a Church of Ireland perspective, they're buried there in the graveyard.
It's okay. Are you going to do anything on graveyards then in history yourself, Cormac? I'd love to see someone doing it, because, I mean, you've mentioned that one in Drumcondra, which I didn't know about.
There's
a terrific one just down beside the Clontarf Castle, small little graveyard down there. I don't know what you know about that.
And the Jewish cemetery as well has been taken over by Dublin City Council.
You're driving out to Sutton towards Howth. There's a couple of them along the way, and there's a few out in Howth. And they're terrific. I've walked in around quite a few of them, and I'd love to know a lot of the history of some of them as well. So maybe that's a little venture for
John,
you.
It is. You've given me some food for thought there and all. So yeah, definitely. I think we'll have to look into it.
I'm not good enough to do it, so you need someone with experience.
Yeah, well, there is so much history in graveyards.
Especially around this area.
We're on Colester as well. You've got Owen McNeill, and his family are buried there. That's would be as well known as other people.
A bit of research there, Cormac, and we'll be talking about the book and the history of graveyards in the north side of Dublin.
Absolutely,
in no time at all. There's a few other things you want to mention.
Yeah, so the As I mentioned a couple of months ago, we set up the Coolock Artain and District Historical Society. I'm really happy to see it has really taken off. You know, in terms of the people who were at the first meeting where Ruth McManus gave a great talk on Coolock from the 1950s and 60s onwards. You know, the building up of Coolock Artain, all the various different districts. So actually, this Thursday, the 25th of January, in Parnell's GA Club at 7:00 PM, Douglas Appleyard, you know, probably the most well-known historian in these parts, who wrote Greenfields Gone Forever, he's going to be giving a talk on Coolock before the suburbs. So pretty much from around the 16th century up until the 1950s. You know, the various different history. And this area has a lot of history going back many years. Like, you've got St. Brendan's Church, you know, that, you know, St. Brendan was... and his followers were believed to have founded a church here, which is now the St. John the Evangelist Church in Tongalee Road. So there's a huge amount of history in Coolock. Even the Cadbury's site was a Neolithic site. So there's so much history within this area. So Douglas... There's no better person who we could think of to talk about the history of Coolock before, you know, the suburbs were built, before all of the
and I think it's one extension. And I think it's one of the places as well. I mean, I could be totally wrong, but I think it's one of the places that expanded very, very quickly.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So as happened in a few other places, people moved from the tenements in the city because they weren't livable. You know, at certain stages, and places like Coolock, Artain, you know, Raheny, were earmarked for a huge expansion. And the government, you know, it's obviously a very topical issue at the moment in terms of social housing, but a huge amount of investment was put into social housing in Coolock and Artain and Raheny. And if you look at the percentages of the population, you know, say in the 40s compared to the 50s and 60s, you're talking about hundreds of percentage increase in amount of people living in the area based on the social housing schemes.
And it's great. I was only down there yesterday going to the post office in Coolock. It's great to walk through it and you can still get that feel of the village about it, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the village is in some ways intact, you know, and from what it was before, but it's obviously the sprawling suburbs and housing estates that are all new, and the factories as well. You know, with the onset of all these housing estates, you had Cadbury's coming in, you had Core International, you had Tato, then you had Northside Shopping Centre. You know,
Shivers, I think, was up the road as well.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, so you know, there's been businesses coming in with it. Which actually leads me on to the big project that we're going to be undertaking as a society this year, and we'll definitely talk about it, you know, when I'm on the show again 2 weeks' time, is an oral interview project. We're going to be looking to interview people who moved to Coolock in the 50s and 60s and get their story. You know, ask them to recollect, you know, what it was like to move here. Where were they from originally? You know, were there many amenities when they moved here? How has the area changed since they moved here, you know, when it pretty much was a new area to live in?
Okay. And the great thing, we just mentioned again, the society is going well, and it better than expected, really.
Yeah, we've got a Twitter page, we've got a Facebook page, you know, we've got a website, so we have a lot of followers already. We're hoping to get many new members next Thursday as well, and we want as many people getting involved in this oral interview project, because this really will be, I would think, you know, an important historical archive for the area.
Okay, you have the mic there, Cormac. So, put out a plea for what people should do if they want to get involved.
Well, if they have a look at we'll be getting in touch anyway in terms of how to contact us. But we want people to get in touch with the Coolock Artain and District Historical Society, either by website or Facebook or Twitter. And if you want to be interviewed, please let us know. If you want to be an interviewer, we're actually going to be holding a workshop in March to help people, you know, interview people effectively, and that's going to be taking place. And once that workshop's completed, people will be going to interview people who want to participate in this project. It's going to be a very big project. I know Near FM had a similar type project, you know, in Living Archives before, where they did interview people who moved from the area. We want, you know, interview as many people as possible, so we can get really good information and really good stories of you know, what it was like for people to move here.
Okay, and if people are interested in getting in, involved in the one-day workshop. That's, I mean, you're going to train people to do oral interviews.
Exactly, yeah.
So just go down to the library, down the local library, or go up
to
the
website. Yeah, it's Gumby and Coolock Library on the 24th of March. But as I said, the best way is get in touch with us through Twitter or Facebook or on the Coolock Artane and District Historic Society. There's all contact information there.
Okay, and I'll see you next time. What's on next? What can you tell us? Are we going
to
keep us on?
Well, no, I want to talk a lot more about the oral interview project. That to me is going to be the biggest project for this society this year. So
okay,
we'll have a further discussion on the type of stories people can talk about, you know, and we'll try and talk a bit about the history of Coolock since the 50s and 60s, and hopefully that'll jog some memories that people might want to share more information and more stories from their time here.
Okay, and don't forget, and leave a little bit of time to do some research on those graveyards.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.